Good evening and welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Tonight on the show, we'll be featuring interviews and performances from the first annual Bite the Mic Festival that took place in Montrose this past weekend. The festival kicked off with an event at a barber shop. Here's our Montrose music correspondent, Rachel Boshin.
This is Rachel Boshin with KVNF. I'm down here in Montrose, Colorado at Classics Barbershop, and we have an open jam going with musicians from Montrose, Colorado. This is Rachel Boshin. I'm here in Montrose at Bite the Mic Music Festival. I'm standing in the Habitat Barn talking with Eric Stuckey, local singer-songwriter from Montrose, Colorado. And it's a pleasure being here with you today.
Pleasure to be here as well.
So you have been playing music for a while. Do you have any interesting stories or any background that you want to tell people about?
Well, I started playing the mandolin, which I guess is kind of an odd instrument to start on. My brothers and sisters played piano growing up, and I saw Mark O'Connor playing at the Silverton Bluegrass Festival when I was about 9, and begged my dad to get me a mandolin for a good year, and so he finally bought me just a little, you know, beater mandolin that came in a cardboard box, and kind of expected it to go away, you know, this idea I had. But so I've just always loved playing the mandolin, and been playing it for about 15 years now. I'm 25 and started when I was around 10. So, but that was my first instrument. Never had really any desire to play anything else until I got a little older.
Are you going to be playing live anywhere in the near future?
I'm going to Nashville next week for a songwriters convention, and then I think in July I'm playing the Dove Creek 4th of July Festival down in Dove Creek, Colorado, as well as the day before that I'm playing in Moab. But also, I mean, any information for upcoming gigs is on Facebook as well as on my website, so it has a better memory than I do.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So thank you for talking with me today, and I really wish you luck, and it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's been an awesome day, so hope to be back next year.
This is Rachel Boshin with KVNF. I am here at Bite the Mic Music Festival in Montrose, Colorado at the Habitat Barn, and I am standing here with Creature of Habit from Gunnison. These guys are a metal band. So do you notice that people kind of like your music farther towards Denver and stuff like that?
We've definitely had a bit more of a calling towards Denver and Colorado Springs. As we've branched out more amongst the valley and Crested Butte, we've definitely been able to draw out a bit of metalheads, as well as within the punk scene, kind of the hard rocker people have been coming out of the woodwork, as Mitchell had said, and it's definitely picking up. I mean, we'd love to branch out, but at the same time, we'd play every day of the night if we could back in Gunnison.
So what are your biggest influences for your band?
I think we have a lot. It's a lot of death metal, just really, really heavy death metal, like Deeds of Flesh, Suffocation, Black Dahlia Murder, stuff like that. I think all of us like classical music. We all like jazz. But mostly it's just metal and anything heavy, and we all grew up on thrash metal and Slayer and Metallica and all that shit, of course. But anything that for me personally makes me think and makes me enjoy the moment.
So you had mentioned jazz, and I think that's kind of interesting because there is definitely a link there between jazz and metal, you know, and right. So tell me a little bit more about that.
I think it's a lot of song structure and just the way compositions and chord progressions and, again, passion. I think a lot of people who play jazz and metal and classical music have things in common. Like they like music that's more complex and that just makes you think and makes you, you know, just play better and play with people that make you play as a better musician.
All right, it's been a pleasure. Again, I'm here in Montrose with Creature of Habit, a metal band from Gunnison, Colorado, Andrew Cooper, Jameson Parker, Mitchell Parker. Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure talking with you today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to interviews and performances from the Bite the Mic Festival that took place last weekend in Montrose. Now back to KVNF's Montrose music correspondent, Rachel Boshin.
And I'm here with Black Lab and the Banjo. It is Sean Simpson and Angie Sim. Hi.
Hello.
So you guys just moved here from California, is that right?
Yes, from Long Beach.
So is this your first show on the Western Slope?
No, but it's our first of, like, our first five.
Awesome. So tell me how you guys became a band and how you ended up in Montrose, or in Fruita, I think is where you're from.
Okay, so that's kind of a long story. The short story is that Sean and I have known each other since we were in junior high. Sean has always done music. Ever since high school, he's been in bands, he's had projects, he's done different things. When we started dating, he really wanted to do something together. We've gradually worked up to me not having so much stage fright, and now we can be a band together, and it's really fun.
You guys sound really awesome, and you play a variety of instruments on stage, Sean.
Yeah, I guess the one-man band idea is my main psyche power. So you got 2 feet, one with the bass drum with a tambourine, and then banjo and guitar with the hands.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming out. I really enjoyed your set, and we'll hope to be seeing you soon.
Thanks a lot, Rachel. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
so long since I slept in your smile. All my own, so go and sing. Yeah, sing for me. When you get a beat or you get a call, try not to spill the till jar. A little ahead or a little below, ordinary buildings fall. Oh, oh, oh. Put a smirk on the token, maybe I couldn't sell the timid try. Since you slept in your bed and your dreams, so go and sleep. Yeah, sleep for me. When you get a beat or you get a call, try not to spill the till jar. A little ahead or a little below, ordinary buildings fall. Oh, 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 oh. Do-do, do-do-do-do-do. Let it all go. Do-do, do-do-do-do-do. Let it all out. Do-do, do-do-do-do-do. Let it all go. Do-do, do-do-do-do-do. Let it all out.
This is Rachel Boshin with KVNF. I'm here in Montrose with singer-songwriter Darcy Figgs. Hi, Darcy.
Hey, girl.
So you have a pretty extensive background as a musician. Can you tell me about it?
Well, I grew up playing music with my seven sisters, eight of us girls, and I'm right in the middle. And my dad taught me how to play guitar, and then I kind of taught everybody else up and down the line, and we all just like to jam together. And
we've talked in the past a little bit, and you've told me some about your travels. I'm very interested in hearing more about that.
Well, when I turned 18, I left home and packed up my hiker backpack that my dad gave me and took off to Denver and started street performing there, and was pretty into the Occupy movement during that time back in 2011. And met some traveling musicians, and that kind of just took me off all over, and ended up going to Portland and got a van and just kept traveling and playing music the whole time to make my money for my supper. And
so what was your favorite place to be a street musician?
Probably 16th Street in Denver, because I was there during Black Friday and was out for probably 30 minutes and made almost $200, and then decided that I shouldn't take any more money, and so I left and went back and spent it all really quick.
Right on. So within the traveling, and you said making money to buy food, are there any challenges that your music has helped you overcome in your life?
Definitely just being more social and open and willing to meet people of all different types. And, you know, when you meet other musicians and you get to learn from all of their artistry and their songwriting, and it's definitely taught me a lot and made me a good, strong person that likes to just talk to the community.
We're going to hear a song from you, and it's actually the one that you wrote I don't think you wrote it for this purpose, but you did play it for the Montrose Music Competition, mm-hmm. and you won. So can you just tell me the title of the song?
It's called Something.
So again, this is Rachel Boshin with KVNF. I'm here in Montrose with singer-songwriter Darcy Figgs, and she's going to perform her original song called Something. This is Rachel with KVNF. I'm here in Montrose talking with local singer-songwriter Jeff Fields. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
You have an interesting background. You've been a musician for a long time. Can you paint that picture for me?
Sure. I'm 48 years old. I started playing guitar when I was 13, taking a class in junior high school. By the time I was a senior in high school, I became a lead guitar player in a band, and we called ourselves Static. Sometimes we sounded like it, but we played, you know, around the St. Louis area, playing under 21 clubs. And then after I graduated high school, I moved to Southern California, Orange County to be specific, and joined a band there called Redline, and we played classic rock, you know, in Huntington Beach, Beach Boulevard area, Long Beach. And then after that, I kind of took a little bit of a hiatus because I was getting married, had a kid, and went to school. But that after I moved here to Colorado, particularly here to Montrose, I started picking up the guitar again and started singing. And about 2009 is when I actually just broke out and said, you know, I want to get into the music scene here.
So how has the music scene in Montrose treated you?
Now, initially, they, you know, obviously from, you know, established acts, you know, I kind of got a little bit of a, you know, they kind of pushed me away a little bit. I'm not going to say push me away, but I'm going to say they kind of were looking at me like, okay, well, who's this new guy, and let's see what he can do. I guess they were looking to see if I could prove myself. And the more and more I played, the more and more I got active, the more and more I, you know, just bugged them about, I want to jam with you guys. The more they accepted me. And within the last 2 to 3 years especially is when, you know, the local people have really, you know, latched on to me and just, you know, booking me and playing with me, jamming with me, and, you know, it's been wonderful. And I've been learning from them, too. You know, just different styles, different ways of playing, how to play with different people in different styles. It's been wonderful. I love the music scene here.
That's good to hear. What music throughout your life has really impacted you and helped you through some of the challenges that you've experienced as a musician?
Well, being from St. Louis, obviously the blues. I love B.B. King. I love Chuck Berry, I love various forms of blues rock, from Bad Company to Bob Seger, Led Zeppelin, you know, any kind of blues-oriented music that has helped me, you know, basically just help, you know, help me center myself. They speak my language because they've lived a life of hardship, and they portray it through their music, and that's the kind of music that I gravitate to.
So music helps a lot of people get over hardships, and it sounds like it has helped you through that too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it has. Yeah, I've gone through, I went through a lot in my high school years, as you know, being the nerdy kid who was teased a lot, to helping me through kind of a rough marriage and divorce. And you know, nowadays it's helped me, you know, just in terms of my life has always been, I've always considered my life a roller coaster ride. I've had so many ups and downs. It's like, is there any even plane somewhere? No, you know, not my life.
Right. And
that's how my music helps me.
I've seen videos of you playing out on the street, and I've seen you play at Horsefly several times, and you have such an expansive catalog of songs that everybody loves to hear, and you play them so well. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited to hear an original song by you today. Could you tell me what your song is called?
One time you asked about, you know, what my challenge has been. My challenge really has been having the confidence to play and to actually bring my originals to the front. You know, I've been so used to playing covers a lot, and when I write songs, you know, a lot of the songs I write from the heart, but I'm so critical of my own material, probably like most musicians or artists, it's kind of hard for me to think that, well, if I play my originals, you guys, are you going to like them? Are you going to boo? Are you going to, you know, that kind of thing. It's like, I'm very critical of that. And that's something I need to get over.
So hopefully that challenge will turn into somewhat of an accomplishment once you start playing out and, you know, notice that people love you. So what is this song that we're going to hear?
All right.
Is it called Happiness?
Yes. This is a song I wrote, one of the first songs I wrote about 4 or 5 years ago, when I was talking to this woman we were talking about looking for love, you know. She was looking for a boyfriend. I was kind of going through my rough marriage and stuff like that. And so we just talking about, you know, the road to happiness, you know, where does it lead? And, is it through relationships? Is it just through being ourselves? You know, and that's how, you know, that's where the song came out of.
Wishing on a falling star, one where you are. Broken dreams can never mend. Break ties you thought you could bend. Walking through the shadows of time, never know. Rolling down that lost highway, taking chances every day. Broken hearts can always mend. So break the ties that bind you in the end. Walking through the shadows of time. Never know what you'll find. Take the long road of togetherness. Just be sure.
You're listening to interviews and performances from the Bite the Mic Festival that took place last weekend in Montrose. Now back to KVNF's Montrose music correspondent, Rachel Boshin.
This is Rachel Boshin with KVNF. I'm here with Joey Black of Johnson County Coroners, a Montrose-born blues band. The band members are Joey Black on guitar and vocals, Stefan Wargo on bass and vocals, John Schrader on harmonica and vocals, and Bo Miller on drums. Thank you for joining me today, Joey.
Thank you for having me.
So can you tell me a little bit about Johnson County Coroners, maybe some inspiration that you gained from the band or why you're in it?
Well, to be honest with you, Big John Schrader was behind the whole thing all along. He had been asking me to move here from Texas for 10 or 11 months, and I had very little hold of me there, lost my job there, and took a leap of faith and came up here. The band literally formed 2 days later with Stefan Wargo and Bo Miller and at the time A.J. Fullerton around a campfire up on John's Ranch house. And we hit the ground running, you know. Now we're just a band of pirates, all for one, one for all, yo-ho.
That sounds really cool. There's nothing better than forming a band around a campfire in Western Colorado.
Maybe doing this interview on this golf course in Western Colorado.
That's right. We're here at Black Canyon Golf Course outside, and it's a beautiful day. So you guys have a recorded album called Cold Steel Blues. You recorded it up in Junction at Fusion Audio Solutions last summer. Do you have plans to record another album?
Yes, we're hoping to record an album sometime in the fall and release it Christmas, New Year's-y time. And I'll just say it's gonna be a little more heavy hitting and a little more a little different than the first album, but hopefully equally as good.
Are you gonna put a Christmas song on there?
Don't give me any ideas.
So you guys have toured in Texas. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that?
Absolutely. We want to thank Legends Rock Bar in Colorado Springs for having us to start that mini tour off on a Thursday and putting off their karaoke. And the same thing happened the next night in Amarillo, but then we got to the places that were a little further south, Hat Tricks and Raphael's, and really made a lot of new friends, a lot of new fans, sold a lot of merch. So hopefully people are walking around Texas with people looking at them going, the Johnson County Coroners, what an awful t-shirt. But and then maybe they'll ask them questions about it.
So how did you come up with the band name?
John, once again, he was behind the whole thing all along. He works at the Horsefly Brewery as the brewer, and was talking before I even moved here. He was trying to line up a gig. And it started out as John City, which we didn't like. Then he said, how about Johnson County Coroners, which he meant corner, as in corner of the room. But I guess being a former police officer, he spelled it out coroner when he wrote it down. And we all just thought that was really cool.
That is really cool. It's very original.
Thank you. We're not a metal band. Just
no, Cold Steel Blues, the title of the album. So thank you for speaking with me today. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you.
Rachel Boshin. I am with KVNF, and I am at Bite the Mic Music Festival in Montrose, Colorado, and I am about to listen to Rico, who is going to perform some slam poetry live on the main stage.
So that's going to happen. It's called Kaleidoscopes and Pinwheels. One night is all it took, and you had me by the ear, had me by the fear, and each time you tugged it, drugged me up with some hot shit. Some pot shit. I got shit, but not like what you fed me. It was as refreshing as a Coke, but with one sobering fly. It got me high like the kind you can't sip through a straw. We both needed a fix, no matter how momentary. So the words unsaid were stones and sticks, and an enticing stare was your artillery. I watched transfixed as her golden sun candlelit fingertips flitted about like harvest time lightning bugs. The slight rosy tinge that shone through her stained glass window cheekbones sloped seamlessly into a gaze of obsidian eyes like the open October midnight sky, and a smile that curls in one corner like an insecure sunflower. I was tempted to pluck pieces of her porcelain paper trail petals in my palms, but no more games need be played now to know she loves me not is the final answer. Her Caribbean coral reef tip lips wink snow-capped teeth that lifted the doves in my stomach so high their wing beats tickled the inside of my collarbone. My tongue wanted to dance like a sparrow on the summer breeze caught downwind from the scent of your skin. And I know those are a lot of metaphors to wrap your mind around after the merry-go-round time we had, but long story short, I adored you. Or at least the idea you left in my mind, the scent that still lingers on my shirt, and the taste you left on the tip of my tongue right next to all the words this poem doesn't say, but I want to say everything. Like how your sideways glance and shivers up my backbone, or how I wish I could pass down the memory of you staring at me, beautiful, cherished, and forbidden, like an heirloom. The nape of her neck, it made me regret the one too many rusty nights we spent entangled like barbed wire, her sharp edges slashing into the softest part of all that I hoped we could have been. Girl, this street we joyrode down hit an unfinished construction zone before we even got past county lines, and I'm already feeling car sick. So that night, staring through bloodshot eyes, I tried to resist pickpocketing butterfly kiss glances from a stare drenched with bruised trust and a busted lip from the cheap shot that post-mortem romances gave her. You see, she's the kind of girl with a telescopic embrace and shooting stars dripping from her tear ducts. Her airtight tears and ripple surface fingertips trickle intrinsic, simplistically sinful secrets of a lustful history. She is a mystery. Dangling her pebble toes over the edges of moonlight, I've never had the courage to get close enough to, and it hurt. Because it seemed no matter how many stars I meticulously weaved into constellations, I could never tie them tight enough to net you back to even my most outer ring. My dead taste bud intentions couldn't pass through her asteroid grimace. I've been thinking, and I'm almost sure that you and I are just the left and right broken wings on a backsliding angel. Like we're both two weathered keys on the same ring, and we just haven't quite found that door we were made to unlock yet. Sooner or later, you'll see that we are two long since shattered light bulbs trying desperately to illuminate the same room. You and I are two busted sprinkler heads on the corner of a street that the city don't care about. You are the tower. I am the toppling blades, and the way I was made is prearranged to stay the same, so I guess I just wasn't meant to hold you. Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. All right. I'm gonna do it.
And that was Rico.
All right.
This is Rachel Boshin with KVNF. I'm here with the Blue Gators from Montrose, Colorado, who plays all original music. And I'm speaking with Joe Sherbin, who plays guitar and vocals, Kalina Sherbin on guitar, bass, and vocals, Gordon Allen, who plays saxophone and bass, and Johnny Ray on drums. So, Joe, what inspired you to form a band and play music?
Well, I've have music in my soul. I've always played. I've played since I was 14, and just love playing, and I can't not play music. That's what I do.
This is Johnny Ray on drums. What inspires you to play in this band?
Well, a lot of what Joe said, and I was brought up playing the drums. My dad played the drums. These drums I'm sitting at right now are actually his. So I pretty much can't see myself not playing either.
And Kalina, what inspires you?
I think it's just such a wonderful creative outlet, and I have so much fun with it. We enjoy our time together, and when we practice, the time just flies.
So, Gordon, on saxophone, what inspires you to play music?
My mom. My mother played guitar and sang and wrote her own music and songs, and she grew up during the Depression, and so she had hard times, but she always loved her music, and that made me love music, and just been playing and listening to music all my life.
So we're hearing from the Blue Gators on June 17th. At the Bridges, and June 18th at Camp Robber. So now we're going to hear an original song titled Legend of Coontail Delisle by the Blue Gators. And this is Rachel Boshin with KVNF. And let's take a listen.
Yeah. was as he. Friend to all of man and beast. Whose music played all day.
This is Rachel Boshin with KVNF. I'm here in Montrose talking with Sergio Sabaleta and Landy Sabaleta. Their band is called Honesty Brothers. Hi, Sergio.
Hello.
So I wanted to ask you to describe your sound and how you see yourself as a musician.
Our sound is kind of like very acoustically ballad, pop, romantic, inspirational, gospel. It's a little bit of a mixture of all of that. Usually are like my personal influences is a lot of R&B as well, like Robin Thicke, Justin Timberlake, stuff like that. But also when I originally started, I started in church, so that's where I started picking up my guitar, you know, and that's basically my sound influences.
Great. Have you overcome any challenges within your life that helped you with your music?
Well, the reason why I got into music, I was around 14, 15 years old, and my grandfather was, you know, put in the hospital, and then shortly after that, so was my dad. So I guess music has always been played a part in my life. It's always made me feel good, but when that started happening, I've kind of felt, you know, like I needed an outlet, and music did that for me. Just singing along, I remember my first CD was like a Maroon 5 CD that I invested in, and I knew that I wanted to play and I wanted to sing, and church came up and they showed an opportunity for me to take classes. I took one class, took the material, then I went back home, just practiced it, never went back to the class again. But I guess that just kind of just got me into a kickstart into my musical career. And my first time performing live was actually here in Montrose in the Horsefly. It was like four or five years ago. That's my first time that I actually played live for an audience that, you know, wasn't a church audience.
So are you from Montrose?
Originally, I'm from Argentina, Buenos Aires. And I came here to Montrose in 1998. And I've been here ever since.
Awesome. So we're going to hear a song by you and Landy called Fix You by Coldplay. And again, this is Rachel Boshin with KVNF. I'm here in Montrose talking with Sergio Sabaleta and Landy. Their band is called Honesty Brothers.
Okay.
Try your best, but you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need. When you feel so tired, but you can't sleep. Stuck in reverse.
Tears come streaming down your face. When you lose something you can't replace. When you love someone but it goes to waste. Could it be will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you.
This is Rachel Boshin. I'm here in Montrose talking with local singer-songwriter Taylor Malone. Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Thank you for joining me today. What challenges have you faced in being a musician?
Well, just it's just being creative, you know, coming, like, because, you know, people can be the same and then that, you know, but to have, like, a draw just to be different, to be creative with your music. So, yeah.
So how would you describe your sound?
Very, like, I started sweating a couple times while playing, so I tend to beat my guitar.
What's your favorite place to play in Montrose or surrounding areas?
Horsefly. The crowd's always nice, and Mama gets free beers, so.
So last year I saw you playing on Main Street for Mean in Motion.
Yes. Yeah, I was bored one day, and I just had to take my guitar out, and I made $22 in 45 minutes, so.
Cool. How was the response from the community?
Pretty awesome, actually. A couple people just sat and listened, like, across the street. It was nice.
So you're going to play a song for us that you wrote. Can you tell us what it's called?
It's called Paranoid, and it's about the unnecessary anxiety that everyone has about, you know, random things. And, yeah, that's why I wrote the song.
Cool. So this is Rachel in Montrose, Colorado, talking with local singer-songwriter Taylor Malone, and he's going to play an original song for us called Paranoid.
We are paranoid to the point of all human extinction. We are paranoid. We see triangles in the back of our hands. She's a man. Oh, we are paranoid. We don't think we have any provisions. We are paranoid. Guess that's the point of this generation.
Music Festival in Montrose, Colorado, and it did start raining on us, but we moved the music into the barn, and now we have a happy group of people in an intimate setting, and we're listening to The Poachers, a local band from Montrose, two-piece with Boxcar and Yango. They are playing with drummer from the Blue Gators right now, Johnny Ray.
Don't punish me with brutality. Talking to me.
I'm here talking with Yango of the Poachers. Hi, Yango.
Hi.
You and Will play together so well. How long have you guys been collaborating?
Gosh, we've been probably playing for about 7 or 8 years. And the nice thing about playing with Will Boxcar is he's a fisherman. So he's taught me how to fly fish. So not only do we play music, but we fish. And so that's, we came up with the Poachers. So if you see us in your backyard on the private river, don't worry, it's just the Poacher. That's us.
So that's where the name comes from.
Yeah, yeah, we're both professional fly fishermen. Will guides up in Telluride, and I'm a professional boat captain up on Kodiak Island this year. So halibut fishing and fly fishing for silvers and steelhead.
Wow, cool. You guys play around Montrose? Do you travel around? Or?
Well, we've been playing a lot of private parties up in Telluride, and we play locally, and we just enjoy playing. Wherever we were needed, we'll play, like today. It was beautiful. Thank you, by the way.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure. So your inspiration for playing music is obviously some of the fishing aspect. Do you have any other inspirations for playing music with Will?
Well, music has always been a really big part of my life ever since high school, and just helped me meet people and it's just part of my blood. My dad was a bass player, and I just love playing. So it's just good for the soul.
So you live in Montrose now, and are you from the western slope of Colorado?
No, originally came from New Jersey. Hey, what's the matter with you? And then I moved out to California, did the married thing, and I studied music at Saddleback College. And matter of fact, I just met some really good friends I haven't seen in 35, 40 years and played music out in Long Beach with some really, really good players. That was really cool.
Awesome. So what are your plans with the Poachers in the future? Do you have any upcoming gigs?
No real gigs coming up. My main focus right now is going to Alaska, Kodiak Island, and it gives my music a break. And when I get back, we just jump right back in. I play with Will. I'll play with a bunch of different other players also.
Cool. Well, I look forward to seeing more of you guys, and I really enjoyed your set. It's very groovy music to listen to. So thank you for coming out, and thank you for talking with me.
Thank you, Rachel. You're always a pleasure to see. And I enjoy your dad, too. He's a really good guy. So thank you very much.
Thanks. This is Rachel Boshin with KVNF. I'm here in Montrose talking with local singer-songwriter Vince Lovato. Thank you for joining me today, and I wanted to talk with you a little bit about your musical journey. Can you paint the picture of your life as a musician for me?
Well, I started out when I was 16, playing on a little rickety guitar, and I don't know, just kind of took off from there. You know, I knew that I loved to play, and finally, like I got a little bit older, and I was like, you know, like all my friends are kind of just like leaving the whole scene and starting families, and I was like, I still want to play. So next thing you know, I start trying to sing, and it was rough at first, but then I got the hang of it, and ever since then, you know, just been doing shows and just trying to pursue this music to the fullest extent I could possibly do it, you know.
Do you collaborate with any other musicians?
Yes. Right now I'm in a band called Cadmium. We're like a hard rock metal band. And also I'm playing, we don't really have a band name, but I'm playing with a couple buddies, and we kind of have the same vibe, kind of rock metal fusion, but a little bit more soft, more melodic and stuff like that.
So speaking of originals, we're going to have you play a song that you wrote. So this is Rachel Boshin with KVNF, and I'm here in Montrose talking with local singer-songwriter Vince Lovato, and the name of his song is On and Off.
Say this bridge is gone and burnt down, and these words you speak cannot be heard, your memory cannot be found. So lay your head up on my shoulder now, and let these whispers be the rhythm to the sound. Cause we go on and on and on and on, la 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 la. So we go on and on and on and on, la la la. You slip into the past, you turn so cold, and I feel your waves of sovereignty as your layers start to unfold. But it's like I don't know what to do when you're near here, losing your faith in me and not being your everything, it's my biggest fear. So lay your head up on my shoulder now, and let these whispers be the rhythm to your sound. Cause we go on and on and on and on, la 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 la. So we go on and on and on and on, la 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 la. We go on and on and off and on, la 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 la. So we're on and off and on, la 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 la, la 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 la. Mm.
bridge is coming down. But these lives we lead makes me believe that there's more to us than what's been found. So lay your head up on my shoulders now, and let these whispers be the rhythm to my sound. Cause we go on and on and on and on, la 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 la.
You've been listening to highlights from the Bite the Mic Festival, which took place in Montrose last week, with our Montrose music correspondent, Rachel Boshin. Thanks for tuning in to Talkin' Music. Stay tuned for Soul System, coming up next.